Mountain West states like Wyoming and Montana are high risk for wildlife vehicle collisions. These accidents result in expensive damages and sometimes even death for both wildlife and drivers. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports that one group of scientists found an unlikely solution.
Out here on Sinks Canyon Road in southwestern Wyoming, there's barely any traffic this morning. But this highway is one of the state's hotspots for wildlife vehicle collisions. The canyon is a corridor to the Wind River Mountain Range for animals, and the road winds up steep hills and tight corners. There aren't any deer or other big game on the drive to meet conservation scientist Corinna Reginos, but she says that may have been because of the time of day.
Dusk and dawn, particularly dusk, I think is when the most collisions occur. Deer tend to be active at that time, and you also tend to have more cars on the road. So if you think about the dead middle of the night, you have a lot of deer activity, but not that many cars.
You've probably driven by one before and not noticed it, but wildlife reflectors are poles on the side of the road,
which are intended to flash when headlights hit them and warn deer that the car is coming and make the deer stop and be more cautious about crossing the road.
And there have been a lot of studies on reflectors, but Regino says
the results are really mixed and not very impressive.
So the Wyoming Department of Transportation asked Reginos to lead a group of scientists and figure out whether or not the reflectors were actually keeping animals off the road. So Reginos and her team developed an experiment. They cover up some reflectors, leave others uncovered, and then compare the results.
So we covered them with this cheap and easily available and durable material, which just happened to be white canvas bags.
And to their surprise, the bags turned out to be more effective than the reflectors. Regino says they used thermal video footage to look at how the deer were behaving.
And we could actually see that in the white bags situation, the deer were more likely to stop and wait for cars to pass before crossing the road, rather than just like running headlong into the road.
They also looked at the total number of deer hit by cars under the two different conditions, and the white bags prevailed. Regino says the reflection of headlights on the bags might have simply startled the deer and alerted them to the cars.
It's also possible that that looked to them like their rump patch. A lot of times deer, you know, raise their tail and they show a white rump as a warning sign of a predator or other danger.
Finding solutions like this are important. Drivers in Wyoming have a 1 in 79 chance of hitting wildlife. John Oman with State Farm Insurance says hitting a deer with your car is one problem.
But sometimes we end up seeing a bigger safety issue by folks being almost prideful about not hitting that deer, that elk, or that moose. And then, of course, they go off the road or they, you know, roll their vehicle or, you know, hit into an icy patch or something.
Oman says not only are these accidents dangerous, they're expensive, too.
The average deer hit, the average elk hit, if you will, the average moose hit, we're, as in State Farm, is roughly paying out an average of $5,325 per claim.
According to the Wyoming Department of Transportation, there's about 6,000 big game vehicle collisions every year. Oman says that high number could be because of the large volume of wildlife, especially deer. Wyoming also has a higher speed limit than a lot of states. The same is true for Montana, where drivers have a 1 in 57 chance of hitting wildlife. Both states have incorporated what Corinna Reginos says is the best prevention tool.
The gold standard is underpasses or overpasses or both, with plenty of fencing on either side so that the animals have to go and cross the road at those under and overpasses. And those are 80 to 90% effective consistently throughout the world.
But crossing structures aren't always possible, especially in places like Sinks Canyon, where the landscape isn't very practical. They're also very expensive.
And that's when, you know, continuing to explore other options like the white bag effect are, I think, necessary.
But Regino says the solution probably isn't to go put a bunch of white canvas bags along Wyoming's highways.
I would love to find some partners to take it forward and develop like a true technology that does better than the white canvas bags and test it thoroughly and see if we can come up with something lasting and effective.
For now, Reginos has some advice for drivers. Slow down where wildlife may be crossing and keep your eyes on the road. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.